The Columbia Workshop is on the air, presenting radio's foremost laboratory of radio writing and production techniques. For the fourth program in the new series of Columbia Workshops, we present Hard Luck Story, written by Henry Denker and Ralph Berkey. The musical score for today's broadcast was composed and will be conducted by Alex Semler. The show is produced and directed by Albert Ward. Now, Hard Luck Story.
Look, I know it sounds screwy, but it happened. So help me, it did. I was there. I heard it. With my own ears, I heard it. Well, it was a nice sunny day. Not too cold, not too warm. You know, perfect weather. Well, I'm cruising through the park in my taxi cab. I ain't picked up a fare all morning, and it looks like I ain't gonna. So I parked the bus right there. What the heck? I'll save myself some gas and wear and tear on the tires. Besides, I got a sudden yen to be out on the green grass in the sunlight and fresh air. That's me, Shorty Williams, the nature lover. Well, finally, I find myself at the zoo. You know, at the big seal pond there. Well, I'm leaning over the rail, watching the seals, how they're swimming around. I got spring in my soul, see? A nature lover. I'm carried away. And then suddenly, I hear a voice.
Hey, Bub.
I look around. I don't see nobody. Then I hear again.
Hey, you. Shorty. Here.
Shorty, that's me. Hey, what is this? There's no one here. There's a guy holding a kid near the rail, maybe 20 feet away, but it ain't him. Then I hear again.
Here I am. Down here!
I look down, but there's no one there. Only a seal lying there on the ledge in front of me. Everybody knows that seals can...
Hey, Shorty!
But then I see. Yeah, no kidding. I see the seal's got his fin cupped over his mouth... And I can hear it plain as anything.
Yeah, it's me, Shorty.
Holy smoke, a talking seal!
Shh, 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 take it easy. Take it easy. And stop staring at me like that. You want to attract attention?
Gee, no, but... You're talking.
Of course. I'm Emil.
Emil? Yeah. I don't think we've ever met before, have we? Say, you're not some dead guy come back in the body of a seal.
No. Nothing like that. I'm Emil. You must have caught my act. I once played the palace.
The palace? You don't say.
Only seal act ever to be held over for a second week at the palace. You mean to say you never even heard of me?
No, can't say I have. I never went for those animal acts.
Animal acts? Really?
Don't be uncouth. I was an artiste.
Hey, wait, don't disappear. I didn't mean nothing. Emil!
Oh, I've hurt his feelings. Oh, there you are. What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I didn't mean no offense.
All right. Forget it. I guess I am a little touchy. After all, featured billing, you know. 6 years on the Keith circuit.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Gee. Mm. Ain't this sort of a come down?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I mean, after being a big shot, this swimming in a zoo, this ain't no aqua cage, you know.
Yeah, I know. But at least I have my memories.
Say, how come a seal like you winds up in a joint like this?
The usual reason.
You mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it? It's a woman every time. What happened?
I've got to leave now.
What's the matter?
Here comes the keeper.
What about it?
He's got a grudge against me, and if he sees me talking to visitors, I'll catch it. Come back tomorrow, will you?
Hey, Emil! Somebody you know out there, bud?
No, keeper. I was just talking to... Well, you see, I was just talking to myself. I gotta be going. Well, I beat it away fast. I don't want to get a meal in Dutch, see? But I'm back the next day, all right. Bright and early, too. I ain't standing there 10 seconds when a meal comes flopping out of the water and squats down on the seaman.
Hi, Shorty.
Hi, Neil.
Say, I'm very anxious to talk to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Say, Shorty, yesterday I noticed the keeper spoke to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, well, did you tell him anything about me?
No, of course not.
Why?
Oh,
nothing. I just didn't want you to tell him that I was telling you yesterday how I happened to be here. Well, it was 8 years ago that I signed up with Professor Beale.
Professor Beale?
Yeah, Professor Beale and his seals. Both of them. Well, it was like this. We were in the office of a theatrical lawyer.
Diffenbacher, I'd like you to meet Emil, the seal.
How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Diffenbacher. You know, this is the first time I've ever been in a lawyer's office. You see,
Now, Emil, let's get this contract business over with.
Oh, yes, Professor. The sooner I get started on my career, the better.
Well, now let's take a look at the contract. Entered into this blank day of blank 1900 and...
Emil, here's the whole thing in a nutshell. I'll take care of you for the rest of your life, and you never have to worry.
Really?
Yes. Right here in clause 13, it says, the party of the first part hereby agrees to...
You see?
To...
No.
Well, let's get on with the rest of it. You will be the featured seal in the act, Emil.
I will?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. You see, right here in clause 9, it says, the party of the second part will be...
You see, it's all very simple, Emil. You just sign here.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute. There are a couple of things that I'd like to get straight.
Sure. Anything you want to know, just ask the counselor.
Suppose I'd want to join another act.
Well, that's covered in paragraph 6. For the life of the party of the second part...
Oh, don't go through all that. Look, Emil, any time you want to call it quits, you're free to do so. Is that right, Counselor?
Well, now, let's see.
You see, Emil? Yes. Is there anything else you want to know?
What about my billing?
Billing? The best. Stops. Isn't that right, Counselor?
Why, right here in paragraph... Yes, here in paragraph 22, it says...
Come, sign, Emil. We're wasting time. Don't you trust me?
Yes, but...
Well, then, Emil, will you sign?
Well, all right, but I still think,
Good. Now, Mr. Diffenbacher, will you witness the contract?
Yes. There you are.
Good. Now, that's settled. Well, Emil, let's go. Goodbye, Mr. Diffenbacher. We have to get over to the rehearsal, you know.
Goodbye, Counselor.
Goodbye, Emil.
Well, Shorty, that's the way it started. I, a young and innocent seal, was taken in by the professor. Well, for the first few years, everything seemed all right. And then, one day at rehearsal...
All right, now!
Once more! Just once more! Music! That's right! That's right. One, two, one, two, one. That's right. Stop! Stop the rehearsal. Oh, get them back into the
tank
soon. You, Emil.
No, me?
Yes, you. Come with me, Emil, to my dressing room. We are going to have a talk. Seat, my dear friend.
Oh, thank you, Professor.
Perhaps you would like a drink?
No, never touch this stuff.
Oh, maybe a cigar?
No, thanks.
Well, how about some nice herring tidbits and delicious Madeira wine, sir?
I don't mind if I do.
You don't mind? Give him tidbits. Can't even balance a ball on his nose. But give him tidbits. My patience is at an end. At an end, you hear him ill? Missing cues, confusing the others, louthing up the act. What's come over you the last few months? You hear me? I want to know what this is all about. Start talking, my friend. And you'd better make it good. Well?
I'm bored, Professor. I'm in a rut.
You still want to change the act?
You see, the trouble with you, Professor, you have no imagination.
No imagination? I have done all right, thank you. For 25 years, I have had a seal act. Played before the most select audiences in the world. I was the great Professor Beale before you were born. You what?
Oh, come, Professor. Name-calling won't help. Now, let's be grown up about it. Now, I am not asking you to change the whole act. As seal acts go, it's not bad.
Thank you.
Not at all. But that doesn't mean there's no room for improvement. For new ideas. My goodness, Professor, the same routine over and over and over again. Look at it from the seal's point of view. I balance a ball on my nose, and I toot a horn, and I clap my fins. Clap my fins.
And what is wrong with that?
Clapping is all right for Eddie Cantor. At least he sings. How far would he have gotten if he just came out and clapped his hands? I want to tell somebody...
Oh, no, not that. You can't tell jokes. Nothing doing.
Why not?
Because nobody would believe it. A talking seal. Now, we've gone all over this before. I don't want to hear any more about it. No jokes.
Well, perhaps a poem? A small poem like Hamlet's soliloquy?
And soliloquy.
Right, I could make a few mistakes, stumble over a few words, just to make it look hard.
The audience wouldn't believe it. I tell you, once and for all, the people will not go for a talking seal. Now, just forget the whole thing. I'm boss around here, and you're going to do just as you're told, or else.
Or else? Yeah, what do you mean, or else?
You know exactly what I mean, my good friend, and don't forget. In a public zoo, they don't hand out tidbits in Madeira wine sauce.
Me in a public zoo? Oh, Professor, not that! Well, Shorty, that's the way it was.
Gee whiz, Emil. The professor was a hard man.
Oh, he was clever, all right, Shorty. Getting around me with herring. Tidbits. Those tidbits. Those toothful, succulent tidbits. Those savory, heavenly, exquisite tidbits.
Gee, was they that good?
Ambrosia, Shorty. Veritable ambrosia.
Ambrosia, huh?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
They sell them at all department stores.
They do? Ambrosia, huh? You just walk up and ask for ambrosia?
Well, no. You ask for herring tidbits in Madeira wine sauce.
Oh, I see.
Shorty.
Yeah?
Why do you ask? You weren't thinking...
I never know.
Oh, no. Oh, I really...
Why not?
Oh, I didn't mean for you to... Oh, I wouldn't want you to think that I was hinting.
Forget it. It'll be a pleasure.
Oh, would you?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Well, now, if you don't mind, I've got to go now. I will see you tomorrow, huh?
Sure thing.
So long. Oh, Shorty. I forgot to tell you, they've got a special this week. $1.97 a bucket at Gracie's department store.
Delicious. Succulent.
Well, they're not that good, are they, Emil?
Heavenly.
Boy, that bucket of tidbits sure went fast.
I'm sorry I was such a pig. Forgive me, Shorty. I couldn't help it. It's been so long.
Forget it, fella. I know how it is. After all, what you went through.
Huh?
With Professor Beale, I mean. You should tell me yesterday. What happened after?
Oh, yeah, Professor Beale. Well,
yeah.
And you sure there isn't a little tiny tidbit left on the bottom?
No, not a word. You cleaned it out. Look.
Yeah. So and then, my oh my, what a piggy I've been.
Hey, Neil.
What?
About Professor Beale. What happened?
Oh, that. He never did give in about letting me talk. Professional jealousy, that's all. That's show business for you. He wanted to do all the talking. But he finally did give me featured billing. It was now Professor Beale with Emil the Seal. Oh, I'd pull off a lot of funny stunts that you wouldn't expect from a seal.
Funny stunts? Like what?
Well, like one thing or another. I was a riot. But the real specialty was playing a complete musical selection on the horn. That was really something. But if only he would have let me recite, I'd have brought the house down. But no. He was jealous enough as it was. And conceited. I'll never forget the time we played a command performance in Europe. It was at the Emperor's court, and all the princes and dukes and diplomats were there.
And now, Your Majesty, ladies and gentlemen, may I present as the piece de resistance the one and only Emil Steele, who will play for you Paganini's variation on a theme by Mendelssohn for the muted horn. I thank you. And now for an encore, you will hear Emil play Cole Porter's You're the Top.
Emil, that's enough bowing. Back on your stand.
Worried, huh?
Oh, shut up. Off with you. Why didn't you make mistakes like you were supposed to?
For royalty, I don't have to make mistakes.
Yes, monsieur, you are to be presented to His Majesty. It is his wish.
His Majesty? Oh, splendid.
This way, sir.
Thank you. Emil, where are you going?
With you, of course, to be presented.
You fool, stay where you are.
Why?
Do you think the Emperor wants to be Steele?
Did you hear the applause? That applause was for me.
Arrogant animal. You go too far. Stay where you are. Do you hear me? Meet the Emperor, indeed. A seal.
This is discrimination.
Go back, I say. Do you hear? And keep quiet.
Oh, no.
Excellency, I have the honor to present the famous Professor B.
An honor.
I cried that night, Shorty. Oh, I'm not ashamed to admit it. That Professor Beale always hogging the limelight, and I could do nothing.
Why not?
The contract I signed.
Well, so what?
If I walk out, I'm through. Washed up with show business.
Yeah? How come?
Beale could slap an injunction on me. Then I'm finished, see? Can't appear in any theater again as long as I live.
Is that constitutional?
Yeah, I checked it. Habeas corpus, you know.
Habeas corpus?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, so what happened?
The inevitable, Shorty. The inevitable.
The inevitable? What's that, a new twist?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it had to happen sooner or later, but the way it did... Ooh, he was cruel. Ooh, what a story. Oh, yeah, I think the keeper's coming. Now, tomorrow, huh, Shorty?
So long. Hey, Emil! Emil! Hey, Emil,
well, he sure was jittery about that keeper. He was seeing the guy when he wasn't even there. I waited around hoping Emil had come up again and finish the story. But he don't. So that meant another bucket of tidbits. It's already costing me plenty, but what the heck? Here was a seal that was used to the best things in life, and now he's come down to being just another seal in a zoo. And it must be tough. Take it easy, Emil. There's hardly any more left. You'll get heartburn.
Oh, no. No, no, sorry. I could finish half a dozen buckets.
You could, huh?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, what happened with you and the professor?
Oh, yeah. You mean the time we finally busted up?
Yeah.
Well, it was all on account of, Vivian.
Vivian?
Yeah.
You mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how come all this. Being a success and all that, I was beginning to think seriously of getting married. But moving around in theatrical circles, I didn't have much of a chance to meet up with really high-class lady seals. And I was beginning to feel that my whole life would be wasted if I didn't have a few sons and daughters to pass on my talents to. You know how it is.
Well, sure, it's only human.
Yeah. Well, it was beginning to look pretty hopeless until one day in Minneapolis, I saw her. We were playing a split week there, and it was part of our publicity to make a public appearance at the zoo in each city where we played. Got us a lot of valuable space in the papers. And it was there that I met Vivian. What's the use of talking, Shorty? It was love at first sight. Well, back at the theater that night, the professor was saying...
What? What is that?
Professor, all I'm asking is that we lay over the rest of the week here.
Yeah, but what's the matter with you, Emil? Are you crazy? We are booked here for only 3 days.
So what? So we'll enjoy Minneapolis.
Mm-mm, not a chance. We're leaving town after the show.
Well, would it be such a sacrifice, Professor? We've made plenty of money already. And besides, I could use a rest.
A rest?
Yeah.
Come, get ready. We go on soon. What's the matter with you?
Can't you see?
What?
I'm in love, Professor.
You're in love?
What?
Oh, love! What do you know about love?
Nothing, except that I'm in love.
That's ridiculous.
What did Tristan and Isolde, Romeo and Juliet, know about love? Nothing, except that they love.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, if only you had seen her, Professor. You'd understand. Oh, such beauty. How gracefully she swam around. A vision of sheer loveliness. Oh, that was something to see. And her coat so black and sleek and soft.
Oh, it didn't take you long to get acquainted.
Professor, please, don't be cruel. This is love.
I've heard enough of this love nonsense. We will not stay in this city an hour longer than is necessary. That is final.
Well, then, let her join the act.
I have enough seals already without more expenses.
You won't lose a dime. You can pay her out of my salary.
Nothing doing. I want no lovebirds around. And that is positively final.
Oh, well, at least let me see her at the zoo once more after this performance.
No, sir. Positively.
No. Anita, what is the matter with you? That's the third cue you've missed. Stay where you are, Anita. What's the matter with you? You're mixing the others up? Wait till I get you alone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Emil the Seal will play Beethoven's Emperor Concerto on the horn. I thank you. So, making a laughing stock out of the great Professor Beethoven. Emil, you have eaten your last tidbit.
I don't care.
What? Have you gone out of your mind?
I'm through, Professor.
Oh, no, you're not. We've got a little contract, you and I. Walked out on me, and you're washed up in show business.
I don't care about show business. I'm through. That's final. You can sell me to the zoo, if you like.
Oh, the zoo. I see. Well, since you insist, that's just what I will do. Sell you to the zoo.
That'll suit me fine. Here was deviltry for you, Shorty. The last refinement in cruelty.
Boy, that professor sure was a mean one, all right, Emil.
Yeah. At the very end, he denied me the little joy I might have had in life.
You mean?
Uh-huh. With my beloved Vivian in the Minneapolis Zoo.
Gosh. He went and sold you to the New York Zoo instead?
Uh-huh. Now you know it all.
Oh, gee, golly.
Oh, God, here he comes. I've got to be going now.
Emil! Something wrong, but...
Wrong, keeper? Like, no.
No. What about them tears? And what have we here? No. The saints be praised. An empty herring bucket. Oh, that he mean.
Well, what do you mean?
Has he been after telling you the sad, sad story of his life?
Well, yeah.
About Professor Beale and Emil the Seal. Has he been telling you that one?
Yeah, but...
Oh, what that Emil won't do for them herring tidbits.
But what about Vivian? Playing for the King's Court and...
Lies, lad. All lies. That old faker was born in this very zoo. And he's not put a fin out of it since.
Guy, no.
That's a fact.
You have just heard Hard Luck Story by Henry Denker and Ralph Berkey. The original musical score was composed and conducted by Alex Semler. In the dramatic cast today were John Gibson, Charles Webster, Ted Osborne, Ralph Bell, and Robert Dryden. Hard Luck Story was produced and directed for the Columbia Workshop by Albert Ward. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.